Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
The wealthiest entrepreneurs didn't get there by mistake. They got there by mastering specific skills. This podcast, The School of Client Attraction, is my attempt to share those skills and the lessons I've learned while helping our clients do over $1 billion in revenue and to document the process of helping 1 million black experts add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue. My hope is that you use what I share in this podcast to be one of those entrepreneurs and potentially have us help you get there faster and with greater ease. I hope you share and enjoy.
King of Client Attraction.
5 money-making skills that you can actually be teaching your kids, right? First and foremost, if you're new to this channel or you're new to this video or wherever you're seeing this video, I'm Marco Russell. Many call me the King of Client Attraction. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Client Attraction University. And to date, we've helped our clients do over $1 billion in revenue. And we've been able to grow one of the fastest growing companies in America from complete scratch. And I'm super passionate about empowering black service-based businesses. And our mission is to help 1 million black service-based businesses add an extra $1 million to their annual revenue, which adds $1 trillion to the global economy. So yes, we've done a billion, but we're on track for a trillion. And one of the ways we do that is by creating valuable content like this so you can take it and implement it to grow your business as well, all right? So a lot of times people see when they come to our events and they kind of see how I work with my kids and they see my kids are entrepreneurial and I put them in environments to be entrepreneurial. And I also do an entrepreneurship class and have an entrepreneurship program for kids as well, right? So this is obviously a big question. So what are the 5 money-making skills, okay? So I think the number one money-making skill to teach your kids, or anybody should know for that matter, is how do you make money? Like if you ask most kids specifically how you make money, typically going to say by working hard, or they're going to say by going to get a job, right? Now, the reality is the way you make money is by solving a problem, right? What kind of problem can you solve? And if you can solve a problem, people are going to pay you to solve that problem. So for example, if my kids ask me for money, I say, you're asking the wrong question, right? A better question to ask is what problem can you solve? For example, does the trash need to be taken out? Does this need to be handled? Does this need to be handled? Blah. So it's a lot of different things. What problem can be solved? So I think that's the number one thing. Number two, I think one money-making skill is like the skill of managing money, right? The skill of managing money, right? So the skill of managing money, one of the things I teach my kids is I teach them what I call 10, 30, 30, 30, right? So when they get money, I actually learned this originally from Jim Rohn. So Jim Rohn says you never spend the whole dollar. It's like if you look at people who are poor and if you go into certain environments, those are people who spent the whole dollar, right? So I teach them 10, 30, 30, 30, 30. So 10 is, well, actually, I think Jim, I think he taught 30, 30, 30, 10, but I think 10, 30, 30, 30, and I'll explain why. So 10 is that for every dollar you get, you pay 10% in tithes, right? We go to church, so we tithe to our church, and we also tithe to other organizations that we believe in and we support as well. So that's 10%. 30%, we go to savings, right? Well, actually investing. I'll explain savings in a minute. So 30% goes to investing, right? So that's like business. Well, actually, yeah, so that's saving to invest, right? And I'll explain that in a second, especially because they're young. And the 30, other 30 is your business, right? Even if they don't have a business, that 30 goes towards their future business, right? So they got 30 goes toward business, 30 is saving to invest. So I don't teach them to just be saving, just letting the money sit there. You want to save it to invest. And that may look like something as simple as I'm a high interest savings account, right? Or I got my kids set up with account with like, you can get them like companies like Fidelity and things of that nature, right? Where they can sit the money and let it grow over time and start teaching them the power of compounded interest at a very young age. So that's 30, 30. And the last 30 is that's what you keep in your pocket. That's what you use to enjoy. So I don't teach them depriving themselves, but it's like, okay, you got to be strategic, you know, with your money, okay? So that's the 30, 30, 30, 30, 10, okay? Number 3 is the more you learn, the more you earn, right? The more you learn, the more you earn, right? So what does that mean? Like, how are you, what are you, how are you, what are you, how are you consuming information to grow, to get better, right? And you don't learn by consuming information, you learn by doing, right? So if you want to get better at sales, what do? Have more sales conversations, right? How do you, you want to get better at marketing, do more marketing, right? Read more books, you know, study, leverage your phone and your technology as a tool and not just a toy, okay? So that's the third one. Number four is understanding the difference in being a consumer and being a producer. Now, you're going to be both, right? But it's like having that balance of it, right? Because I know my kids, and I know a lot of kids are big on, you know, YouTube and watching YouTubers and stuff like that. And I think that's fine. But it's like, okay, what's the balance of, what's your EVE ratio? Your education versus entertainment ratio. If your entertainment ratio exceeds your education ratio, you're bound to be poor. That's just what it is. And I know this is very important because I know a lot of times, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're successful and you want to set your kids up to be successful, a lot of times we're like, I want my kids to have everything that I didn't have, right? And a lot of times that's a setup because we're not giving them the other things they require. Generational wealth isn't just money and assets. It's the knowledge. It's the wisdom. It's the insights, okay? Another money-making skill. What's another money-making skill? Is being able to effectively communicate, right? Confidence. Like I tell everybody, like, if you want to make more money, increase your confidence, right? If you want to increase your confidence, put yourself in a situation where you are forced to increase your confidence, right? Because if you increase your confidence, you're going to have more sales conversations. You're going to do the social media marketing. You're going to do different things. You're going to have tough conversations, right? And be able to deal with the tension. So one of the things I started doing with my kids at a young age is I started letting them do stuff like order their own food, right? Like, hey, let them order. Like, my wife will order them because she's my wife, right? She's mom. So she's like, let them order it. And I was letting them do this by like 4, 3, 4, 5, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, let them order their food because now they're getting used to talking to people. They're used to having eye contact with individuals. They're used to lifting their voice so they can actually be heard, right? So it's like, I have my kids vending at events. So they're communicating. They're doing their own sales. They're doing the thing, right? So it's like actually communicating. So I think those five skills are critical to be teaching our kids. There's many more. I could actually go on and on and on, but I think there's many, many more, but that's five right off the top of my head that I would say that we should definitely be teaching our kids to set them up again.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.